Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Had a bit of a moment the other night at home, my wife, and I was like, "You think you know someone?" My wife's betrayed my trust.
Oh.
If anything, the gall, the audacity.
Right.
That she tried to, I think she was trying to incite me because I look back at it and I go, "You monster." My wife, on a weeknight, suggested we watch a movie the other day.
What's wrong with that?
That is hideous. Movies are weekends. TV shows are for weekdays.
My husband,
that's law.
Like,
that is L-A-W law.
We started a movie last Monday and it took us to Friday to finish it.
This is the point.
We watched segments, a little bit every night.
Like an orange sliver.
Well, I mean, you watch, you know, multiple episodes of a TV series. Why wouldn't you watch?
I just feel like
a movie.
In my brain, it goes like Monday to Friday, one or two episodes of TV before, like, if you're doing three, like, why are you going to bed at 4 a.m.? What is going on there? Like,
what TV shows are you watching?
Not only that, like, an episode goes from 45 minutes to sometimes over an hour now. So there's probably 2 hours there of two episodes of a show, whatever
that's
you're watching.
That's a movie, my friend.
Yeah, I know, but shut up.
Did you not do the maths?
No, but I've done the maths, but I'll do you in a second. That was way more aggressive than I wanted it to be. You're inciting me, just like my wife. I just think movie energy is like should be saved for the weekend.
Sure.
We are in the golden age of television. So what I'm actually suggesting is you get more time of like TV shows and series on those 5 days. And then like, yeah, movies, the movies aren't the same what they used to be these days.
Counter offer. You
I do what I want when I want. And you don't tell me what to do.
Well, TV shows are more likely to get sucked into watching one or two episodes or three, you know, if it's real good. But movies, you get a start, you get a middle and an end, baby, and then you go into bed.
I don't know. I get to, do you have like
conclusions.
A certain, because you get up pretty much the same time every day. Yeah?
Yes.
Like on the, throughout the week.
Yeah.
Do you have a time where if you're still, like if say if you've got 15 minutes left of an episode and like you pause it and you go, how long's on this episode? Because like for us, if we're still watching something and it's 9 o'clock, I'm like, all right, well when we're
9
finishing,
o'clock.
Bro, do you want to get up at 4 a.m.? Do you want to get up at 4 a.m. and hang out with my son and play blocks? Because that's what I'm doing.
I forgot that you...
We got up at 3 a.m. because it was bin day. It's like, Dad, it's bin day. I was like, yeah, I know. The truck will come.
It's good that he's reminding you, honestly, because I wouldn't know what bin day is at our place.
Actually quite helpful.
Yeah, no, like if we are still watching something and it's like after midnight, I'm I'm like, come on, Akshay. It's after midnight. It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
We need to go to bed.
We cannot be still doing it. We started this yesterday. It's now today.
Because this is an audio medium only, everyone just missed the like stroke you just had. When
no,
I
it
said
was
midnight.
My face shut down. There's a little glitch. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Can you watch movies during the week? I just want to keep it that simple.
I think it's fine.
You got to save movies to the weekend. TV shows consumed throughout the week.
You have so many rules. So many rules going on, my friend.
Yeah, but I think
with a child, if anything, you should watch movies when you get a chance to.
No, mate.
Anytime you get a chance.
This is why idiots like you don't understand what it's like being a genius. The more structure you set in your life, the more fun you have. Because when things are going well, then you can just go off plan. Just set the structure. And then, yeah, you know you can always come back to that. But if you're just raw dog in life willy-nilly, sausage, silly sausage put on the barbecue, that's you. Dum-dum. This is the problem. I'm distracted now because I'm angry. And my ears are hot.
You've forgotten what you've said.
Forgotten what I said. Circling back, you're wrong. I'm right. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Can you watch movies throughout the week or they've relegated them to the weekend? It's weekend only. Jesse in Cario, please tell me you're an educated person.
Tim, right, I've got to say this. Stop donating, right? Allow the movies to go. Just because you're sick of watching Frozen every day back to back or whatever movies you have at home, all right, stop bringing it to the air, right? You can watch them wherever you want. Okay, we know you do it at school. I mean, at work. So,
being a father these days. Well, Jesse, I wish that our son was into movies. Mm-hmm. That's just not his vibe at the moment. I know
that
phase of my life of just watching Frozen on repeat is coming like a steam train. and I'm ready to buy a ticket for that, but I'm not there yet. So I'm not like starved for like adult themed. That sounds like I'm talking about that whole thing. I'm not for things that aren't like kids shows. I'm getting that fixed, but movies to me are just like, nah, well, if I see a movie that I want to watch, I go, oh, we'll park that for like Friday night at earliest.
I just don't know why you have so many rules. Like Jesse said, we can do whatever we want when we want.
Nah, that's how wars start.
That's your next Kitchener.
Yep. Well, Jesse, what I have in this situation is a position of power where I can hang up at the phone. So it's a terrible imbalance of the power system.
It really is.
But I have done that. I've just called an audible there, and I will stop this conversation.
I did warn Jesse that you weren't going to take that well.
Well,
and you've got him proving me right.
Yeah, well, he'll learn now. That's the thing. There's a lesson. There's school for you, Jesse. Oh,
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, we mentioned yesterday on the show that I am 20 weeks pregnant, which means I'm halfway.
Half-baked.
Half-baked in my pregnancy.
Come back to the oven in exactly this amount of time again.
Fingers crossed I make it to that far.
Yeah. Well, I guess like your baby will be ready. Well, baby will come when the baby comes.
And so me and my husband have been chatting a lot about, you know, our plans for the baby and, you know, what we want him to be. And
have you gone full parent yet? Like,
what do you mean?
Like getting stuff. Like
buying stuff.
Stuff?
No, I don't know. Everyone keeps asking me, like, have you got this yet? Have you got that? I haven't even been shopping. I'm so unprepared.
I think maybe when you get to 30 weeks.
Right. The nesting will kick in.
Yeah, and you'll be like.
Because the nesting is not kicked in yet.
You'll be like, I need 6 prams. I need them. Because what if we go away 6 times to different terrains?
I fear that my husband might be a little ahead of me in the planning stages. Because
everyone's on a different journey.
I'm like, I don't want to even think about the giving birth bit. Because it's just, let me just focus on the cooking part, because that's strenuous enough. It's been a lot.
So if we're talking turkey, you're just thinking of the turkey
being basted,
getting cooked. I'm not thinking about carving.
Who wants to think about carving? Don't say carving when you're talking about.
Yeah, but when we need to get the bird, we'll get the bird.
If we need to carve, we'll carve.
Yeah, yeah.
But last night we were sitting down watching some telly, and my husband turned to me and he was like, so I've decided where our kid's going to high school.
Oh, that's too far. High school?
He's not even here. Like, let's just, calm down. He's like, so he needs to go to this primary school so that he can go to this high school initially, and then he will sit a test and he will be at this high school from year 10 to 12, and that'll hopefully set him up for a mathematics degree. It's like,
really leaning into the family stereotypes of pushing like these quite serious and like, do your maths.
Oh my God. I said to him, I was like, Akshay, I love you so much. And this is so lovely that you've planned our child's whole life out until he's 18. However, might I remind you.
He's currently not stateside.
Well, I mean, not even that. He's half Pantu as well. Like,
yeah, true. If anything, you get 51% of the say.
There is a chance that our child is going to be like, Mum, Dad, I hate maths.
Yeah. I want an arts degree.
I want an arts degree. I want to go onto the radio or whatever it is by then.
It'll be podcasts. Let's be real.
I've started a podcast studio in my room and I'm not interested in doing maths or physics or chemistry. And I don't know if Akshay can handle that. I don't know if his heart can handle that.
Oh, is his child having choice?
Yes. Yeah.
Does he feel like he did not have choice as a child?
I mean, like he chose to get it. He just enjoyed maths. And I was like,
sounds like someone who was forced to do
again,
maths.
There is no reason to say that our child is going to enjoy doing maths. He's going to be half Jess.
I think, so there's a difference between you can do maths well and enjoying maths.
Yes.
I think your husband can do maths
well.
I'm not
convinced there's anyone that enjoys doing
like,
maths.
Never have I like gone through any bookkeeping, any finances, any calculations and thought,
I mean,
whoa, that was a
I think
thrill.
Like, I don't like doing like invoicing paying bills and
the
stuff.
Worst.
But like, I do think, wee, when I see money coming in.
Yeah, like that's not maths. That's money, sister.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think he's lying. No one likes maths. He can do it well, and that's a huge flex.
But again, our child is learning how to breathe and, you know, survive.
Well, at least like if you do get to that point, like where he has made that decision, you do know Cameron Ling. So obviously that is a huge in the schooling industry across Geelong. So
it's definitely he did have another school in mind, and then I told him that Cameron Ling's where Cameron
he's
Ling's
like, he's not connected to that,
and he was like, oh, maybe we need to make some alterations.
Yeah, so, smart man.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tim, on the weekend, I had the pleasure of hosting the K-Rock BFFs in our K-Rock football corporate box.
I did see you from ground level.
Now I was easy to spot.
Yeah, you're wearing a beautiful pink coat. Now, when I say ground level, you might be thinking, I didn't know Tim played for the Cats. It's a little known fact. I actually am Jack Martin. I was doing the ground announcing, but I was so jealous. Because, again, I've never been in a corporate box.
It was so fun.
But you got to host it. That's so cool.
And it was great chatting with the winners. The winners were a great group.
Yeah, because we gave it away last week.
And at one point, I think it was in the last quarter, one of the winners, that she's brought along.
Because it was them and 9 people.
Yeah.
So 10 people in total.
Called me over. They were like, Jess, come over here. We want you to talk about something on the radio. And this is my favorite thing to talk about. I love it when people are like, this is what you need to talk about.
I think the strike rate of what follows being actually good is probably a 99% of it not being good.
I think you're going to love this
and
one.
And the 1% chance you go, actually, that does sound like something fun to talk about.
So it was the lovely lady and her partner. They were holding their newborn child.
Oh, lovely.
And she said, what do you think of my partner's watch? And I said, oh, it's lovely. It looks great. It was a silver watch, black band. You know me and brands. I'm not a brand girly.
You're like, oh, it's chicken.
So it could have been a Rolex for
is
all
it
I
me
know.
Or
I
is
know.
It 4:30?
That's a very nice looking watch. And she said, yeah, it's from his ex.
Ooh.
And he insisted on wearing it today. What do you reckon about that?
Yeah, all right. So we found the 1%. Something's got through.
And I went, oh, hate the watch. Throw it away. Disgusting.
Yeah. And she's holding his baby.
Yeah. And she was like, I bought him a brand new watch for Christmas he asked for.
Nah.
And it was gold and brown like he asked for. And he was like, it didn't go with my outfit. So I'm wearing this one instead.
Mate. No.
But this is what I want to ask on 52232955. On their behalf, can you keep jewelry from an ex?
I think there's a difference between keeping it and wearing it.
Yeah.
Like I think that I have.
Do you have jewelry from an ex?
Not that I wear. I think what is very common, so like when me and my ex broke up 10 plus years ago, like I'm talking 2012, 2013 was when my other significant relationship other than the one with my wife. I'd think she'd bought me a ring that I would wear on my pointer finger.
Oh, right.
And I didn't throw it away. I just put it in a box.
And you were like, never looking at that again.
Oh, well, no, it was like, I wore it for a little bit.
So
because,
you wouldn't wear it now?
Oh,
next to your wedding ring?
No. But after we'd finished up, I'd wear it a little bit. I was still hopeful for the relationship coming back together. It wasn't the right thing. But I was like, oh, well, if I still wear this, I'm thinking of them.
Yeah.
And then when, a couple of months after, I was like, oh, well, no, I think it's good that this happened. I want to move on. And I just put it in, how you have that box of just stuff?
Sure.
It's in a little shoebox of stuff with box. some awards and some things that I got when I was overseas.
Yeah. But if your wife said to you, though, you need to get rid of this ring, would you get rid of it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I got no problem. Like, it's...
Because he was wearing it.
Yeah,
actively wearing it.
It's how old was this newborn baby as well?
It was definitely under a year old. It was a baby.
He's picking a fight. He's picking a fight. You cannot wear. I think you cannot wear jewelry that an ex has given you.
52232955. Can you keep jewelry from an ex?
Why would you want to?
They told me they were going to be listening out on the show to hear this answer. We need to help them out.
I mean,
hopefully we can get this guy to throw his watch in the bin.
If this guy is listening, call up. Explain yourself. Yeah. Mister. Any caller that gets on air, automatically they go in the draw to be caller of the week. On Fridays, we give away bottomless high tea for you and 3 mates at Maestro in Geelong. It's worth over $350 at the Holiday Inn's new bottomless high tea. You can indulge there. But yeah, can you wear... Oh, I hate this. I hate even saying it. Can you wear jewellery from an ex? And if you are...
Why?
Amy from the Macedon Rangers has given us a call. Amy... Can you wear jewellery from an ex?
Okay, so when you have a really interesting system my family uses for extra jewellery, we don't get rid of it, but what we do is we pass it to a different family member so that it still gets used. So I've got necklaces from my sister's ex-boyfriend, and then my mum wears Pandora beads on her bracelets from my ex-boyfriend.
That is a meet and swap.
That is so wild.
So you, is this like, so it's not just going to waste and not being, like, if it's jewellery, obviously it's designed to be worn and appreciated, and this is your way of keeping it in circulation?
Yeah, so, like, it's not being wasteful, and it's beautiful jewellery, and someone still gets to enjoy it, but it doesn't give them weird memories.
Oh, Amy, don't you get weird memories, though? Like, looking at mum's bracelet, being like, I know where theirs are from.
No, I mean, I'll only see it every few months, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I was going to say, it's like you still wear it around the family member who you received it off. And but, like, wouldn't, yeah, that wouldn't make them uncomfortable?
I think it's fine.
Oh, I kind of like this kind of swap meet. Like, do you get together, like, all right, we're having an ex-rummage sale. Yep, come over,
Dave,
grab
gave
what you
me
want.
This. Oh, I hated Dave. Yeah, I'll have that. All right, Amy, that's, like, for lack of a better word, that's pretty gangster.
Yeah, I kind of like it.
Thank you very much. Kim in Leopold, how do you feel about wearing jewellery from an ex?
I still have a diamond ring from an ex-boyfriend. Ooh. And I used to, haven't worn it for a while because of the rings I'm wearing now for my late mother. But, yeah, I still got it.
And so you would still wear this diamond ring from your ex, not an engagement ring.
No, definitely not. No, it was an engagement. Husband knows about the ring, and he said, well, I'm with him now and happily married for a long time. And, yeah, no, I still have it.
I guess
I like jewelry. So it
depends on how secure your partner is.
Oh, well, like, I feel like I'm super insecure.
I was going to say, if you were about to say I'm super secure about... If your husband
like
wore
my husband
a necklace.
And I are married, we've got a baby on the way. We're nearly together for 7 years. If I found out that a necklace he was wearing was from an ex, I'd be fuming. I'd be so angry.
Nope. Kim's clearly a bigger person than you, and Kim, we appreciate your input on this. But Jess, I've never believed you more of anything you've ever said. You talk a lot.
Yes. This is
Tim and Jess. Jess, I've asked Ava to stick around from the newsroom. Thank you very much, Ava.
Thank you.
Now, Ava is nervous with a capital N.
Oh, yeah. I think we all are.
All I wrote, so we have a little sheet where we write what's on the show every single day. And all I wrote is, this is awkward with Ava.
And that just opened up a world of possibilities to me, because I feel like there's a lot you could be drawing on here. I'm a very awkward person.
So, Ava, can I... Firstly, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Okay. Initially, I just wrote...
Ava's awkward.
I just wrote Ava. Okay. Because I wanted you to stick around for this part. But I know at 1 o'clock every afternoon, you will come in and you will be like, what time do you guys need me today? Because we don't want to interrupt your day too much. And we have a little team meeting at 1. And
I was 19 minutes late today.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for bringing that up. And then, so I was like, oh, well... Want to get Ava on, going to mess with her a little bit. I'll just write, this is awkward, because I know that you'll sit on that for now, 4 hours. Exactly 4 hours.
And I have.
She's sweating.
But that was a game within a game, because there is something awkward that we need to discuss, Ava, and this is quite personal. Oh. And Jess, you're going to know exactly why this is quite awkward.
Okay.
Something happened yesterday that I noticed, and then Ava actually brought it up today.
Sure.
Ava sent me a friend request on Facebook.
Oh. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Now I'm going to pass you. I'm just going to pass you over to my colleague, my friend Jess, and she's going to explain to you exactly why this is a little bit awkward.
Yeah. So Tim is notorious for I wouldn't even say not keeping in touch with colleagues, but we've moved multiple stations now across the entire country, and every time we move, I've never seen someone unfollow and unfriend so many people the minute we walk out the door, the very second.
And I'm on the rung below that where he won't even add me in the first place.
Well, I mean, I think it got to a point where about maybe 3-4 years ago, he just stopped adding people.
So here's where it is, Ava. And I appreciate, honestly, it is such a kind thing, and it warmed my heart. The fact that I saw it, because I don't have notifications on my phone, is just absolutely huge. You are now in this purgatory space with a lot of people.
Is it, who else is in purgatory currently?
How many people are in this office?
Yeah.
Steve from sales is really big on this. He's been in purgatory. He sends me friend requests. And then because I don't check my notifications, so I don't see it.
Or does he continue to
He cancels it and sends it again, assuming that I'm getting a bump. Ava, it is nothing personal. Instagram all day long. Follow me at whatever my handle is. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not great at self-promotion.
I think it's just your name.
Okay, search that if you want to. But Facebook is just like, I don't use it. Here's the thing, Ava. Outside of this workplace, I'm sorry, this is going to sound brutal. Outside of this workplace... Okay. How often do we spend time together?
Well, we've invited you more than once, but you only came once.
Yeah. So we went to the football together with a group.
I do want to acknowledge that I have hung out with Ava probably more than you have.
Yeah. And you guys, I imagine that'd be great because you'd be friends on Facebook.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. So
are we? Are we friends on Facebook?
You're just in a long list of of people that are in this purgatory. And it's not personal. True. It is not personal.
I know it's not personal to not like me. I just want it to be personal in the sense that you do like me.
I like you. You're great to work with. As I just gave
just
you.
Just work with. We are be friends with.
Excellent colleagues.
I would say you're in the top 20 colleagues that I work with in this building.
Can we get a fact check on how many people are here?
I just want to say Tim and I are celebrating today. Well, yesterday we celebrated our 9-year anniversary of working together.
Yeah, I posted about it on my story.
And today was the first...
I don't have notifications, I didn't say.
You saw it. I saw you on the viewers list.
Today was the first time on air, and I'm so glad I have the audio. Tim called me a friend.
I misspoke.
That's 9 years, babe.
You've got a long way to go.
Eight and a half years.
So, by the time that we get there, Ava, you will be 30 and I'll be in my 40s.
And Tim and I will be best friends.
A girl can dream.
I mean, I don't know why either of you want this. Is it because you can't have it? Is that the thing?
No, I didn't know I couldn't have it until now.
Yeah.
Well, so that's I'm going to go
unrequest. Now I want it real bad.
That's why it's really awkward for you. So,
yep, thanks.
Good try, but I will see you at work. Tim and Jess. I want to talk about buying kifs. Kids' gifts.
Yeah.
Especially for, I don't know, one up.
Sure.
When kids are a little bit more like, I can actually use and enjoy this gift. When you buy things for a baby, they're like, I haven't formed enough of my brain to understand
what is this?
Yeah. Because this morning... My wife and our son, Jack, he's about to turn 2 at the end of next month, they were initially going to go to Werribee Zoo.
Oh, well, that wasn't happening
today. It did not happen today. Yeah. Instead of a 45-minute drive, it looked like it was going to be a 2.5-hour with everything going on at the overpass. So the party moved to, like, a farm.
Cute.
And they all took all went there and had, like, a little birthday party, went to, like, an indoor play center, did presents, all that kind of stuff. We got them, or their little boy,
Second birthday?
Second or third?
Sure.
I think. I can't exactly remember. Probably second. It was a bluey garbage truck.
Cute.
Yeah. Had to hide it from our son because he's all about bin trucks. Yeah. All about bin trucks. Got us up on Tuesday morning. He knows what day bin days
are. Of course.
And he goes, Dad, bin truck day. And I go, it's 3 a.m. Go back to sleep, please. So we're like, we've got to hide this. And I was like, this is an excellent gift. I reckon this will tear the house down. And my wife was like, yeah, well, I checked with the parents. So.
Oh.
And I was like, what? She's like, well, in case they already had it or didn't want it. I was like, nah, that's the thrill of the gift. See, just go in blind.
I've, like a lot of my friends have had kids already. So I'm like one of the last in my group to have kids. And so I've been the fun auntie that buys the ridiculous gifts.
You like buying now. Noisy gifts.
I love a noisy gift because kids love a noisy gift.
100%.
Parents
don't.
The worst one I think I ever bought was this, it was like a tricycle, like a bike.
Yeah.
But at the front, imagine like they've stuck on like a Powerball, like.
On the wheels and it's got balls and it's just like.
Every time you turn the wheels, which is every time you ride the bike, it's like. It makes the loudest sound ever. Yeah,
kids love it.
The kids love it. And my friend, who's like that kid's mum, called me up when she found out I was pregnant. And she was like, just you wait to see what present I buy your kid.
Just return, sir.
Here it's coming.
It's a firework inside your living room. Figure it out. I want to ask on the phones, 5223-2955. Do you tell the parents before buying their kid a gift? Do you tell them what you're going to buy them? Because obviously the surprise isn't for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if someone bought my son a gift and they hadn't told me, like 9 times out of 10, they're going to nail it.
Yeah.
Because they're trying.
That's
true. And they're like, hey, and if we've got a double up of something, my son is not going to complain about having two bin trucks in the house. He'll be like, this is the best birthday of my life.
Yeah.
Why don't we, is there a third? I think, because then it like I know the kid didn't know.
Yeah.
But don't, it's like a ruin. I just hate surprises being ruined.
Right.
People are so impatient.
The kid didn't know. So the kid's still surprised. He's still loving his truck.
Yeah, but you can surprise three people. You can surprise the kid and the parents. The holy trifecta.
Did your son go, where's my truck?
Yeah, no, I think we gave the gift away from him.
Yeah, good,
because
good.
He would go, oh, why did you bring my bin truck to this birthday party? That is quite strange, Mum and Dad.
Your son's birthday last year, I said, is there anything that Jack's wanting? And you were like, he wants a tunnel.
Oh, man. And he has been tunneling.
Yeah,
lately.
And I bought this like cute, like it was like a caterpillar.
And he's literally been using it all week long. He's obsessed with tunnels and bridges at the moment. When he heard about the M1 this morning
my God.
In Werribee, he was like, tell me more. This is, what do you mean?
Take me, Father.
Take me there, please. But yeah, he's into, like, any time we go under an overpass on the ring road or anything, he's like, tunnel? And I'm like, well, actually, it's a bridge and we're just going underneath it, but you'll get there. And then, you know, when we get to the city and we get to the Burnley tunnel.
Oh, have you taken me through the Burnley yet?
We've gone to the city just to do that. I mean, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If your son wants a tunnel, you take him to a tunnel.
That's so true.
But regardless, a friend of ours, their kid's birthday, the party was today. My wife's like, hey, I've got the gift. It's this bluey garbage truck. I called and, like, just told them that this is what we're bringing in case there's no double-ups. And I was like, oh, no, like, it's a surprise for everyone. It's not just a surprise for the kid. Because I think it's a good test of your friendship. And you go, yeah, you know. You know what my little one wants.
You know it.
But then I understand you want to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice when... But I find it hard when you were like, hey, what can I get Jack? It feels weird me putting it on you to be like...
$1 million, please.
Yeah, like, I'm like, oh, he's looking at a, like, you know, deacon scholarship. Got any connections? So hitting the phones with, do you tell the parents when you're buying their kid a gift? Dave, Davo in Hamlin Heights. What do
How
you think
we?
About this? Oh, mate. Better now speaking to you.
Oh, I'd expect so too. absolutely not. Do not tell them. And I'm with Jess as well. I love a noisy toy for a kid. We got the niece. It's called Link Squad, and it's like a band, right?
Oh, but, Dave, I'm looking this up immediately.
But it's got, like, I don't know, sort of 6-7 pieces to this band, and you press one button, and I don't know, they all sort of link together, so all 7 of them light up together.
Incredible.
It is a proper pet.
I see. They're fun when you're on the other side.
Yeah.
We got gifted.
And also, I'm a big fan of glitter in the car, just for my entertainment. It just causes absolute ruckus.
You are a menace, Dave. And we know because we've met you. This is big Dave energy. So,
but I will be writing down glitter for my nephew's birthday coming up very soon.
Oh, Jess, you want glitter? I'll buy you more glitter than you've ever known.
Babe, I got more glitter in my house than you even know about.
Yeah, well, I know a guy. It's you. Where I could get it for a pretty good price. So.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.